The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said to them, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to them who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come to carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today in that Gospel, Jesus works a great miracle. He starts with only 5-pound sakush, only 5 little buns and 2 sardines, and he feeds a crowd of 5,000 men and women. He was doing this a year before he died in order to point to what he was going to do in the Holy Eucharist, that he was going to multiply food in order to feed a great multitude. Jesus would tell us, when those who had received this miracle followed him along the northern lip of the Sea of Galilee because they were hungering for another free meal, to work not for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which I will give you. Jesus says, "You must eat my flesh and drink my blood. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." For us to participate in Jesus' resurrection, his risen life, Jesus gives us that risen life in the Holy Eucharist. And we need always to be appreciative of what an awesome gift that is, to be able to enter into Jesus' resurrection through Holy Communion. That's why he gave it to us, so that here in this world we can have a foretaste of heaven. Once we grasp that, it strengthens us here in life. We see in the first reading how strong the apostles were after the resurrection. Even though they were being scourged like Jesus has happened to them at the end here. Even though the same people who had murdered Jesus were threatening to kill them, they were strong. They were strong to live the faith because they already had a part of the risen Jesus within. And if they knew that even if you were crucified, after that you'd be raised from the dead, they weren't going to be afraid of anything anymore. Likewise, the saint we celebrate today is a great courageous man who was strengthened by Jesus in the Eucharist. His name was Saint Athanasius. When he was only in his 20s, he was brought by his bishop, he was just a deacon, for the first church's ecumenical council called the Council of Nicaea in 325. We proclaim the Nicene Creed on Sundays. "I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth." It came from what Saint Athanasius himself did. And what was that council all about? You had this priest named Arius who tried to claim that Jesus was just a really, 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 really good man. But he wasn't God. And Arius fought very hard so that everybody would recognize that Jesus is 100% God and 100% man. And for that, he suffered a lot. The Arians, all those ones who were trying to follow that priest Arius, persecuted Athanasius. The emperors exiled him 5 different times. He suffered a lot, but it didn't scare him. He was courageous precisely because he knew he had the living Jesus within him. Same thing for us. It's very important for us to recognize that if we have Jesus within, we can bear suffering. We can tolerate somebody stealing our teeth. So he's here and before this Mass. We can tolerate a bad look of somebody. We can tolerate even an unkind word, an unkind gesture, because we know that we've got Jesus on the inside. Jesus wants to strengthen us by this miracle of the multiplication of his body and blood from the Last Supper, so that we will remain courageous, we will remain strong, we will remain faithful, no matter what happens to us. So that through this foretaste of the eternal wedding banquet, we might receive what we need in order one day to come to heaven, where we'll share in the fulfillment of what we celebrate now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.